When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, on this Friday, we're looking at more hot temperatures and mainly dry conditions, unfortunately, as we really need the rain. We've only been lucky enough for some spots south of Jacksonville in particular to get in on rain over the last few days. The big storm system that headed toward Florida this week kept that rain across central and south Florida missing for the most part. Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, there have been a few lucky neighborhoods. Parts of Clay and St. Johns County have had more than an inch of rain this week, but it's been pretty localized and certainly not widespread. And now we just go dry. Now, there'll be a few isolated showers around early this morning near the coast, and again later this afternoon inland, mainly west of I-95, but the coverage will be low, less than a quarter of the area. Temperatures will top out in the 80s at the beaches to the lower 90s inland. Then it's a hot day tomorrow. We'll reach the mid-90s. Even the beaches will reach at least the upper 80s. A little bit more of an onshore wind then for Father's Day on Sunday. Partly sunny skies, so the onshore winds means temperatures not quite as hot. Now, that still will result in low 90s inland, but in the 80s at the beaches. And with onshore winds, that means a higher rip current risk at our area beaches for the weekend. So use extra care. Sunburn times will be low in your 10 minutes or so between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. So lots of sunscreen. And with that higher rip current risk, swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard is at all possible. Water temperatures have warmed to around 83 now, so quite balmy. And the St. Johns River, by the way, is now approaching 90 in spots, and that's very warm for this early in the summer. So the water's warm, but we're going to see a good deal of sunshine through the weekend and little chance for any rain of any consequence. The majority of the hours are going to be dry. So for Father's Day, taking Dad out to the golf course, fishing, whatever you might be doing, it's sunshine, it's hot, and okay otherwise. At least we won't be dealing with storms, but we certainly could use that rain, of course. And little change to the early part of next week. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny. Onshore winds will increase a little bit, so high temperatures will be tempered some, generally in the upper 80s. There are indications by late week that we get a little better chance for some showers, but we'll continue to track that as we get deeper into next week. It still looks like a solid 5 to 6 days ahead, at least, of mainly dry weather. And I talk about that in the Burrish blog. You can check it out at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. The dry start to our wet season. And the El Nino, NOAA has officially categorized the El Nino as being no longer in effect, which is what we've been talking about for months now, that was expected to occur, but they've deemed it official. Now. So the El Nino, a warming of the equatorial Pacific, is over. A cooling of the equatorial Pacific is expected to take place now over the next few months, which is a La Nina and oftentimes correlates to a more active Atlantic hurricane season, and that's why the forecasts have been such as they are. But remember, the season goes through November 30th, the hurricane season. Just because we haven't had a storm yet doesn't mean that forecast is wrong. You have to wait till the whole season is over with. And speaking of the tropics, we do have a couple of areas of interest. Still have that low pressure that moved across Florida. Florida moving over the western Atlantic. Slight development is possible, but no big deal. It's moving away from any land areas and out over the west Atlantic. It will enhance somewhat that onshore flow today and tomorrow, and that's why there's that higher rip current risk at the beaches. And then we're watching the western and southwestern Gulf of Mexico. There could be tropical development by early next week, but all indications are that that'll move westbound toward Mexico, perhaps affecting South Texas, but would not be an issue for Florida. Certainly not an issue for Jacksonville. Always more. Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com. And ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. A happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 ActionNewsJax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.